And children, here's today's first question. Listen carefully.
Yes, listen carefully. It is the pop quiz on Nightlife tonight, this Saturday, the 1st of November. And it's a comedy-themed pop quiz. If you know your comedy, you think you're a bit of a scholar at the laughs, you're pretty good at your LPMs, laughs per minute, call in. Okay, and I'll tell you who's called in. It is Trevor in Croydon Park. Hello, Trevor.
Oh. Good evening. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking?
It is Greta tonight.
Greta. Hi, Greta.
Hello. Thank you for asking, Trevor, not just barreling through. Very polite of you. Oh, right. This is an easy one. This is an easy one, Trevor, for you. First question. Name the four friends who were the main characters in the US sitcom Seinfeld.
Okay. Just first name will do, will they?
Yeah. Look, I would have said both names, but Lockie put this together, okay. So he's going easy on you.
Because Elaine, I can't think of her surname.
Yes.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Yes.
George Costanza.
Yes.
And Cosmo Kramer.
Very good. Oh, you forgot the only female character's full name.
Elaine Benes.
That's it.
I didn't forget Elaine, but I just forgot her surname.
Benes, yes. Well done. Well done, Trevor. Who played Patsy Stone in Absolutely Fabulous?
Joanna Lumley.
That is correct. That is correct. Well done, Trevor. Joanna Lumley. I saw an interview actually with her recently about the character. She was sitting next to Jennifer Saunders, and she made a point that Patsy never knew what was going on. She's always just there doing whatever Eddie's doing and just going along with it. And I thought, that's so true. That's how she played it the entire time. What a good comic device.
Yeah.
Okay. Which UK comedian wrote the TV shows? Oh, I'm supposed to tell you what question it is. Sorry, Trevor. Question three. Which UK comedian wrote the TV shows Afterlife and Derek and That's All I'm Going to Tell You?
Well, I know Ricky Gervais starred in them. So he could be Where I Tumble Over. Did he write them? So I'll give that as a tentative answer, Ricky Gervais.
That's correct. Ricky Gervais. Very, like, this is the thing. The Office was in there and I neglected to put it in there because to me that's just any fan of comedy knows Ricky Gervais wrote The Office, the UK one. Well done. Question three, Trevor. That was correct. Okay, question four. What's the name? Oh, actually, no, I'm barreling through these. This is what I'm, you know, see, it's chaotic already, Trevor. This is the problem with my quizzes. I just keep, you know, getting them sidetracked, you know.
The forces of chaos, right?
Oh, good on you, Trevor. And Dan and Ballarat is down for it as well. Maria has got a bunch of the questions right. Stuart, you're incorrect. who else got that right? Chris in Southern Waters. Of course you did. He got it right as well. All right, Trevor, listen to this 1950s TV show. And what was the show? Have a listen. What do you think?
Yes, I'm quite, because I was around then.
Yeah.
As a teenager and watching these things.
Mm-hmm.
And well, quite familiar with the music. Again, here could be Where I Stumble. I think it's The Honeymooners.
Oh, no, it's not The Honeymooners, Trevor.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not it. But what was your favourite comedy sitcom back in the day when you were younger and they're all on the telly?
Probably Leave It to Beaver.
Leave It to Beaver, yeah. So I've never seen that, but I always know that who are the family, the really, really nice family?
They're the, hang on, No, Ward was actually the actor's
Cleaver,
name.
Cleaver. Yeah, Cleaver.
McCleaver, yes.
Yes.
That's what I told you, it was Beaver Cleaver, yeah.
That's it. So I know that that family is meant to be the quintessential, you know, perfect American family, yeah. And it's almost used as a sort of a punchline. Oh, you think you're Ward and June, yeah. Cleaver. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I know about that. Leave it to Beaver. Yeah, great. Oh, Trevor, well, thanks so much. Oh, Maria. Yeah.
Actually, the correct answer has come to me, so I'll leave it
Aww,
to the next person.
You're so polite, Trevor. You're so polite.
Okay.
Good on you. All right. Who else have we got? Ooh, Jamie in Newcastle. Hello, right, Jamie. You're on the road?
Yep. Yep, on the way from work.
Hear the indicator. You pulled over. Very safe. Good on you.
Yep.
So... Do you want to hear this theme again? Do you want to hear that theme?
Yeah, chuck it on.
All right. What TV show is that theme from, Jamie?
Mate. Oh, look, it's decades before my time and it's a stab in the dark, but it's not I Love Lucy, is it?
Yes, it is. It's I Love Lucy.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah. Well done. And I know you couldn't have Googled that because it's a sound question. You're on the road. You can't admit that you're my age because, you know, our default is hit the Google, right? That's what the assumption is. Well done, Jamie. That was the correct answer. Di has got it right, and Dan, you got it, and Loz, you got it. Well done. And Ray in the Bay and Tina. Okay, ready for the next one?
Yep.
Let's see. Okay. All right. The Goon Show was a British radio comedy program originally produced and broadcast by the BBC Home Service from 1951 to 1960. Name the three goons. Again, it's before our time, but we come on, you know at least one.
Look, I don't know if I do. It's not Peter Sellers, isn't one of them?
Yes, correct.
I only know that because on his gravestone it says, I told you I was sick.
Oh. Okay, yes. Can you think of maybe... Yeah, there's the other one's... Peter Sellers, I wasn't expecting you to get that one, but well done. Yep.
Look, I don't really know. It'd just be a stab in the dark. I can't even really think of two more comedians from that time.
Okay. All right, let's do it. Let's move on to the next... Well, we can't move on to the next question. I'm going to have to let you go.
Thanks, mate. Thank you.
Thanks, Jamie. Thank you, David, for your... Anne's going to think this limerick is self-indulgent, David. It says, there once was a woman named Greta whose life couldn't possibly get her. Don't know about that. Papers took flight, cat caused a fright, she laughed, could chaos be better? Very nice, David. Thank you very much. Chris in Southern Waters has got the goons question right. So has Jim in Campbelltown. That's it. That's it. Oh, actually, no. Oh, texts are coming in. Oh, Diana. Oh, yep, Diana from Juan Dowling has got it. Let's put it out to the callers. We've got Mark in Port Pirie. How are you, Mark?
Yeah, hi.
Now, do you know the three goons? Peter Sellers has already been answered by Jamie in Newcastle. Who are the other two?
Is it Peter Cook and Harry Corbett?
No. Now, did you say Harry Corbett?
Yeah.
No. So, Peter Cook was Dudley Peter Cook and Dudley Moore. They were a duo, and I think you're thinking of Ronnie Corbett from the Two Ronnies.
Oh yeah, and while you're there, and what's your name again?
Greta.
Yeah, and while you're there, I'm just going to let you know my favourite comedy show One Foot in the Grave.
What? Oh, One Foot in the Grave. Now, can you remember? Yeah, that was a British one, wasn't it?
Really funny.
Was it a couple? I seem to remember it from my childhood. Was it a couple?
It's about a husband and wife, and the husband was, I can't think of his name.
One Foot in the Grave. Let me look it up. Yeah,
it was he always got angry a lot.
Yeah, look, they had some great shows in the sort of, the Brits, they really did those classic sitcoms.
Yeah, they sure did.
Yeah, really, and because I grew up in New Zealand and they didn't have any really, you know, homegrown sitcoms at that time.
Oh, yeah.
And so we got all the British ones, the sitcoms and the soapies. Gosh, everybody loved Coronation Street. Everybody loved that. I don't know if it was popular here because everybody had Neighbours and Home and Away and stuff, but... Yeah, One Foot in the Grave.
All right. And I remember his name now. Victor, his name was.
Victor
Suffering.
That was
his name.
Do you know, speaking of an angry British older gentleman, just made me think of a song that I'd like to play. It's a comedy song. Do you remember Chaz and Dave? Were you ever into them, Mark? Chaz and Dave, and they had that song Gertcha about... I think it was Chaz's dad and what he would say to the, like, it was his catchphrase. I might pull that song out. I love it. I love a cranky British man. All right, Mark.
Yeah.
That was a good try, but you call again next week and have another go, eh?
Yeah, okay. I can live by.
All right, then. Dickie in Double Bay. G'day, Dickie.
Oh, hello. How are you?
Good, thank you. Oh, look, there's so many texts that have got this through. This is the Goon Show. Are you there, Dickie?
Yeah, I'm here.
Do you know who the Goons are?
Well, there was Peter Sellers,
yep.
Spike Milligan, and there was Harry Sikkum.
That's correct. Spike Milligan, Harry Sikkum, and Peter Sellers. Now, Babs got it, Ooh, Narelle. Oh my gosh, it's too much to read out. I'm so sorry.
You're a wonderful dinner, but they're very clever. All these people are very clever.
Yeah, they are. But you know what? It's clever to call, Dickie. We love that. You know, texting. I'd love to give you my attention, but the thing is, you guys are the priority. Callers are the priority.
I'll come and work on the show for free. Yeah.
Oh, you want to do some work experience? You want to intern? all right, Dickie, well done. Question six. I'm going to play you the start of a song that was the closing theme to a TV show that first aired in 1972. It was re-recorded and released as a single and spent 3 weeks at number one in the Australian charts. Here we go. Hold on, I'm going to play you the clue. All right.
Okay.
So what's the name of the song?
I know it. It's Hello, Auntie Jack.
Oh, can you just slightly change that first word to another greeting?
Goodbye, Annie Jack.
Oh, no, I can't. I can't give you a third shot. I can't give you a third shot.
Man, I'm telling you, I'm there.
Oh, you basically are. Look, I'm going to put it to Lockie because he wrote the question. Can I? No, no, he's
goodbye,
giving me a.
Annie.
No, you're so close.
I can't stand you at all.
Oh, you know the words, but you don't know the song.
Do know it.
Yeah, I know. The title. Look, I would give it to you, but Lockie's going to get me in trouble and probably so will at least give me double thumbs down and he's even standing up. Look, blame him. Okay, I'm sorry, Dickie. But before you go, do you want to tell me your favourite, you know, sitcom from back in the day? Or maybe a comedy act you liked?
A comedy act I liked?
Oh, whatever. You know, whatever.
I liked Not the 9 o'clock News.
I can't even remember. Oh, was that another British one? Not the 9 o'clock News?
Yeah. British one.
Yeah. I can't. Maybe I've seen.
Like the young ones. I was at university, and we were like the young ones, just a bunch of university guys sitting in there making trouble.
Yeah, the young ones. Yeah. Look, I watched that after it was popular, and I really, really loved it. I loved Rick.
And wrote all of the scripts and everything, and you know, genius.
Yeah. And speaking of naughty boys at university, while I was at university, we would follow The Chaser, of course, and we would put these comedy shows on, and they were nowhere near the standard of political satire that The Chaser was, but gave us inspiration.
Now you're showing, so you're reasonably young.
Yes, I am. I am. Well, no, I mean, yeah. I don't think I am, but I'm
reasonably old, but geez, I feel like I'm 20.
Yeah, good. That's the main thing. That's the main thing.
I'm sort of staying up to watch the football. I don't know. I my brain gets on fire sometimes.
Yeah, so does mine. So does mine. Trying to run these quizzes. But I'm a little bit more comfortable at the moment because it's general knowledge about a topic, you know, I kind of know, I think. So I'm not. Yeah.
But I've got this question.
Yeah, well, you've got it, but you haven't quite got it. Do you know what I mean? You've said goodbye, Auntie Jack. So I can't
give it up to everyone else.
Oh yeah, well, almost, Dickie. But I appreciate the chat, and I'll speak to you next time. Good work. No. All right, we've got Barbara Ann in South Australia. Hello.
Hello.
Do you know that song?
Well, I do know it's Auntie Jack, but I've listened to that man, I'm totally confused.
Well, he said it. He said goodbye, Auntie Jack. So he's almost there. He's 95% there. We're up to question 6.
Do you think I can remember it?
Do you want me to play it again?
Yeah, okay.
All right. Oh. Oh, whoops, wrong one. I was going so well. Now I've had a chaotic moment. Here we go. Here's the clue. No, that's not it. Sorry, Barbara Ann. Here we go. John's got it. Frank's got it. Jeanette. And John in Batemans Bay says it was one of the funniest shows of back in the day that he loved in black and white.
Yes, and that was also the program that went slowly but surely into colour.
Oh, did it?
It did. It was the first one that was you actually saw it coming colour coming down the screen. It was really interesting.
I only remember that happening in The Wizard of Oz when I was a little kid. I remember that when she, you know, leaves Kansas and you gets to Oz and it all goes colour. But I didn't know that happened on Australian television. How revolutionary that is.
Yeah, it was pretty.
Yeah. But what was the song, Barbara Ann?
How about Good Morning, Auntie Jack?
No. Stay on the goodbye. There's a text come through calling Lockie a hard taskmaster. And I'm going to blame him because I tend to give the answers away a little bit too quickly and easily, and then I get absolutely flogged on the text line for it. So I'm gonna play by the rules tonight, and Lockie says we have to get it right in one go, all right? And Annette from Argyle, you got it. Barbara Amber, what was your favourite comedy show or comedy movie or comedian?
You might think I'm a bit strange, but I like the Three Stooges.
My mother would put the Three Stooges on for us when we were little. Old black and white. It was so good for
and
little kids.
And it was
kids.
So violent.
It was. God, Mo gave them a hard time. My favourite was Curly. I found Curly so funny, and my brother would do the, you know, the running around in a circle and yuck, 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 yuck. And as little kids, it was so funny because it was physical. It was just physical. It wasn't complicated, you know?
Yeah, no, it was hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, the Three Stooges. And the theme song, wah, 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 wah. Oh, it's ingrained. It shouldn't be. It shouldn't be, but it is. Oh, Barbara, thanks for jogging that memory. That's great. I'm sorry we can't jog your memory with the title of that song.
I'm going to have to bow out. I'll kill myself when I hear the answer.
Oh, no. Look after yourself. Be kind. Weren't you listening earlier? All right. Okay. We're talking about kindness. All right. Thanks, Barbara Ann. All righty. Okay. David in Mount Waverley, can you put us out of our misery and tell us the title of that song?
Farewell, Auntie Jack. Oh. We know you'll be back.
Wake up your bloody mind.
Well done.
Thank you.
Well done, David.
Yeah, I'm the poor bugger that's given Lockie a hard time.
Well, I think Lockie's giving everybody a hard time at the moment. We're being strict tonight.
Hey, listen, I got one right.
You did. Well, one so far. Well done for that. I got it. Okay, so Jeff's got it. Di's got it. Pat's got it. A lot of people on the text line, if they'd call in, then, you know, that'd be great.
Yeah, they've got a good chance of winning.
Yes, but I can't read out the answers, obviously, you know, on the texts, but I can read out who's got it. Now, David, for the next question, name the British satirical artist behind the works called Laugh Now, Kissing Coppers, and Love is in the Air.
Ooh. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Do you want me to? Let me say it again to you, and I'll emphasize certain words. Name the British satirical artist behind the works called Laugh Now, Kissing Coppers, and Love Is in the Air.
Could it be Rowan Atkinson?
No, it's not Rowan Atkinson. Mr. Bean, Blackadder, all that stuff. Oh, gosh, I hope that's not the answer to the questions coming up. The wheels are starting to fall off and it's glorious. That's what a texter says.
It is glorious.
No, it is not Rowan Atkinson. But, yeah, you can tell me your favourite show, David, before you go, your favourite comedy show.
Kenny Everett Video Show.
Oh, that rings a bell to me. Kenny Everett. Yes. Another British one.
Yeah, and he used to do the skit called Captain Crammon.
Oh, yes. Oh, okay. Oh, hold on. There's a text come through, David, about this. Oh, we mentioned not the 9 o'clock news. Early 1980s BBC production was close to brilliant, the excellent cast were. Oh, look, if that was the question, David, you would have gotten it right because Rowan Atkinson was in Not the 9 o'clock News. Mel Smith, Griff Rhys Jones, Pamela Stevenson. Oh, Pamela Stevenson. Now that's not Billy.
She's married to
Billy Connolly's wife.
And he's psychologist.
You know what? Nightlifers are so clever with all these little facts and things. You should write the quiz.
Listen, I better get off, and you better get
all right, David. Go
up,
on. So yeah, hustle me on. Bye, David. All right, we've got Ray in Yeranga. Hello, Ray.
Hello, Greta.
British satirical. I'm good, Ray, but I've looked at the time and I've got to get through this.
Here we go.
You're getting it. You're getting this question. Here we go. Question 7.
It's Banksy.
Oh, Banksy. That's right. The British satirical artist behind the works called Laugh Now, Kissing Coppers, and Love Is in the Air. Banksy. You wouldn't quite call him a comedian or a comedy act.
Comedian artist, but comedy artist, satirical, like you said, I think.
Definitely satirical, provocateur.
Of course. I knew the artwork, the balloons in the air and kissing coppers,
Yeah, that's the one. All right, well done, Ray. Okay, so do you feel like giving us a song, Ray? Did I do this to you last time? Did I make you sing? I feel like I did.
Oh, no. I got 10 in a row the other day on the evenings you were on.
Oh.
You were on there.
Oh, that's right. But I was behind Friday. Yeah, that's right. Okay.
Yep.
So do you want to do it? Do you want to sing for us?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, yeah, that's the next question. And
okay, here we go.
Yeah. Soon to come a day, gonna be a bigger star. Then they make a TV shows and the movies. Get to myself a new car, but still I be myself. I don't want it to change a thing. Still a dance and a sing. I think about the mama, she is the same.
What's the matter, you got...
Yeah, you're on the right track, Ray. You're on the right track. Oh, no, Lockie's giving me the no-deal sign from across the room.
Well, no, if it's wrong, no.
Right. It's on the right track, but it's not quite there. Oh,
okay.
All right, Ray.
What's the matter, you, Matt?
Yeah, no, that is the right track.
Okay, yeah.
You had to sing four lines.
I know, but I can't. I can't get them in one go. No, okay.
You can't have 10 in a row all the time.
No, you can't have three answers. No.
All right, Ray. Talk to you next time. Laurie's in Burton's Lookout. Hello, Laurie.
Good morning.
It is good morning.
Can I say first my British comedies that I liked as a kid was Steptoe and Son.
Oh, yes.
And Marty Feldman with his fish eyes.
Oh, Marty Feldman.
He was a classic. And
Young Einstein, so good in Young Einstein. They all are. Gene Wilder in that is so great. Yeah.
And the only American one I really enjoyed was Rowan and Martin's Laughing with Goldie Hawn and a few others. I can't think of the other guys, but I used to think that was funny. Always remember the one where she pop out the shutter and she had a kitchen strainer and she was talking through it and someone pops out and said, "Goldie, don't strain your voice."
They were great, those variety shows.
Just stuck in my mind. But I was only talking with my partner probably 24 hours ago, the classic Australian comedian was Max Gillies, and he just could portray anyone and sing and dance, and I used to love watching the Gillies Report. But the funny part about it was when I was looking up the TV guide and I hadn't heard of it, and I was thinking it was something like, you know, a late night, current affairs program. And when I switched it on, I just killed myself laughing. It was so funny.
I've never heard of that one. I'm supposed to know.
Oh, Gillies, Max Gillies. No, look it up on. All right. It's there on.
Max Gillies. Okay.
On the ABC's, programming, I think, or just Google it and you'll find it. I actually rang up for the Goons, and always remember, you know, midday on the ABC, on ABC Radio National, and the announcer for about 6 months used to say the time now is 12 Goon. And then after about 6 months, I think some manager must have wrapped him over the knuckles because he didn't say it after that. And then I used to do a program on community radio here in Colac, which I called 12 Goon.
It's well past 12 Goon now, Laurie. we need to get you to sing this question. Here we go. I'll tell you who else has got it. Maria, Cheryl, Evelyn, Joan. Everybody knows this one. Paul, Harry, and Led, Jeanette. They're texting in the lyrics, but we need you to sing the next lyrics to this, Laurie. Okay, here we go.
Soon there come a day, gonna be a bigger star. Then they make a TV shows and the movies. Get to myself a new car, but still I be myself. I don't want it to change a thing. Still a dance and a sing. I think about the mama, she is the same.
I can't think of the first three lines.
Oh, Laurie.
Just think of, shut up your face.
Oh, getting there, Laurie. We're going to have to move on. Laurie, I'm sorry.
No worries.
All right, good on you. Katrina.
Hello, Greta. How are you going?
Oh, good, thank you. And I can see you're calling from Katoomba. We're going to be talking about the Orphan Rocker later, so you might be able to fill us in on some local legends surrounding that that project. But for now, do you reckon you can sing the rest of that song? Do you need it again?
I'd love to have a crack.
All right.
Yes, please. Yeah, play it again.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Soon there come a day, gonna be a bigger star. Then they make a TV shows and the movies. Get to myself a new car, but still I be myself. I don't want it to change a thing. Still a dance and a sing.
and think about the mama, she is the same.
What's the matter, you?
Sorry, I played it too soon. Go. Sing it again.
What's the matter, you? Hey, gotta know respect. Hey, what do you think you do? Hey, why you looking so sad? Hey, it's not so bad. Hey, it's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face.
Well done. Very good. Gotta know respect. Good work, Katrina. By Joe Dolce, released in 1980.
Wow.
Shut up your face. Very good. Very good. No, don't you shut up. I like talking to you, Katrina, but yeah, you know. Well done. Okay, so that was question eight. Question nine. Oh, this is a little bit more fancy, this question. Which Oscar Wilde play, which opened in 1895, has the subtitle A Trivial Comedy for Serious People?
It's not The Importance of Being Earnest, is it?
That's the one. Well done, Katrina. That is one of my favourite Wilde plays. It's just so silly.
It is fun. I'm actually part of the Blue Mountains Radio Plays, and that was the first play that we performed this year. So
really?
Yes.
Who did you play?
I played one of, well, I can't remember her name because it was back in January. I can't remember her name off the top of my head. I'm all nervous now talking to you, so.
Oh, no, don't need to be nervous.
The younger one. The younger one who Ernest, yes.
The one that sort of falls for it a little bit, that he's trying to fool, that he's, yes. Oh, I've forgotten her name as well. But the movie version, it's got Rupert Everett and Colin Firth. Rupert Everett as Ernest and Colin Firth. As the cousin, and it's got Judy Dench as the grand old dame. I've forgotten her name too, and I think it's got Reese Witherspoon as the part you played. I think
possibly. I haven't seen that one. Oh. I saw the original film.
The remake is not bad. It's pretty good. Rupert Everett's very good. Well done. For those who don't know what it's about, it's one of the funniest plays ever written, apparently, according to many. It's a sweety, sparkling comedy of manners about identity, social obligation, and the trivialities of Victorian high society. Yes, you've got to poke fun at trivialities. Okay. It's another fancy one. It's another fancy one, Katrina, but you're doing well. Okay, for question 10. Oh no, guess what it is.
I'm Tony, and here is my classical music question for tonight.
Look, we love Tony's classical music question, but I only groan because I always get them wrong, even when it's a topic I think I know what I'm talking about. Hopefully you will know, Katrina. Okay,
we'll see.
Question 10, Tony's classical question. In 1858, French composer Jacques Offenbach premiered this piece for his comic opera. It was meant to be a musical joke, not high art. What was the name of the comic opera it belongs to? I think I'm going to play it. Here we go.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So we know what the dance is that people do. Like, that's just the people do the can-can, right, to it. But that's which comic opera does it belong to?
Oh, gosh, there's something floating around in my brain, but I don't think it's going to make it to my mouth.
See, this is the thing with Lockie. He lulls you into a false sense of security with these easy questions.
Yes.
And then he hits you with this, like, really difficult one. Lorella, that's not it. Elaine, that's not it. The can-can is the dance that they do to that song, but I need to know the comic opera that's what it's from. Well, Katrina, quickly, your favourite funny show.
Oh, it has to be the Kenny Everett video show.
Yes.
Our parents let us watch that when we were kids, and it was so funny, and I still go back and look for his clips on YouTube. He's just hilarious.
Oh, All right, I have to check out more of it. It's just ringing a bell. All right, Diane. Oh, yes, Katrina, good on you. Thanks so much for doing Shut Up Your Face.
Thank you.
Okay, Diana has got it and Jim has got it. John in Denniston, do you know what comic opera that Can-Can song is from?
Okay, well, I wouldn't begin to be to think about pronouncing in French because my French is non-existent, but it's Orpheus in the Underworld.
Very good. Very good, John. Orpheus in the Underworld is the comic opera that the Can-Can song dance. Well, I don't know what the actual song is called, but that's the name of the comic opera. Well done. Question.
Now, Greta.
Yes.
Now, just keep remembering to breathe. You're doing fine.
Oh, this is John and Denniston. You're the one who always gives me like, you damn me with faint praise frequently when I do these quizzes.
Yes. Just take it calm and everything. And just remember that just because things happened before you were born didn't mean they didn't happen.
Yes, and I'm very well aware of that. Did you hear me discuss my deep love of the Three Stooges that my mother would play for me on VHS? Yes, I agree with you.
Yes, I never developed a passion for them. I probably don't like slapstick that much. I didn't like Charlie Chaplin. I don't like the Stooges or whatever. My sort of comedy is a bit more like the two Ronnies, Morecambe and Wise, but I do have a loving for the Kenny Everett video show.
Oh, gosh, this is a popular one.
Where Captain Kremer, with his parody of Star Trek and with his go boldly where no hand has set foot.
Well, I have to check these out. I have to check these out. If so many people are saying how good it is, I need to check it out. I don't think it made it across the screens in New Zealand when I was growing up, so that's probably why I missed it. But, you know, I will stipulate, John, that I was probably 6 or 7 when I watched The Three Stooges. So slapstick made sense then. I don't know if I'd be, you know, watching it for hours these days.
No, I'm not criticising you for
that's
all I'm
fine.
Doing is pointing out that it's not. Look, I've seen them too and whatever, and I'll go, yeah, okay, or whatever. But once you've seen one Three Stooges.
Yeah, exactly.
They're all sort of the same and whatever. It's all slapstick or whatever. But anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, there wasn't much, you know, option for Charlie, was there? It was silent film times, more or less. They couldn't record his dialogue, I think.
Well, that's right. The same with Buster Keaton.
Yeah, Keaton. I actually like him. I thought he was more of a groundbreaker than Charlie. Oh, don't come for me. That's what I thought. Okay, we've got to get on with it. We've got to get on with it, John.
Ask the next one.
Name the 1998 film this scene comes from.
You already laid the tracks. That's the hard part. Now we're just going to back it up.
Teddy, be brave.
It's just like pulling off a Band-Aid. A one, and a two, and a...
We got a bleeder!
Lachlan, that is really crass. Sorry, do you know that... I'm just berating Lachlan. Do you know what scene that film is from? 1998.
Absolutely no idea, but it's been pleasant talking with you, Greta, and I'll bid you good night, and I'll let the next person have a go.
I'll bid you good night too, John. Steve in Leicester, do you know that scene?
Can you play it again, please, Greta?
I sure can.
You already laid the tracks. That's the hard part. Now we're just going to back it up.
Teddy, be brave.
It's just like pulling off a Band-Aid. A one. And a two, and
we got a bleeder!
Very crass, that's all I'll say. Crass. Base comedy, Steve, from 1998.
I'm just going to guess Dumb and Dumber.
No, I would say that's even higher taste than this particular film. It's not Dumb and Dumber.
Well, then my taste must not go that low.
Oh, Steve, we've got to barrel through. I'm so sorry. I want to know your favourite comedies, but we don't have time. Will you call back next time?
Another time.
All right. Yeah. Good on you, Steve. Pat and the Points got it, and Stuart's got it. Rachel's got it. Very well done. Okay, Sam and Harvey. Hello, Sam.
Hello, Greta, is it?
Yes, it is, Greta. What film? Do you know that film that scene is taken from 98?
It is a comedy film.
It is a comedy film. A very crass comedy film.
The Two Ronnies?
No, that's a sketch duo from which they did not have a film that I know of. But good try, Sam, and we'll speak to you next time. Mark in Coffs Harbour. Do you know the scene that scene is taken from? Do you need to hear it again?
I'll have another go at it, yeah.
All right, go on then.
You already laid the tracks. That's the hard part. Now we're just going to back it up.
Teddy, be brave.
It's just like pulling off a Band-Aid. A one and a two and a...
We got a bleeder!
98, comedy film.
Well-known comedy film or?
You don't know it? No, never mind. This has stumped people. I thought everybody knew this one, Mark, but never mind. All right then. Okay, we've got Justin and Frankston. Justin, what do you reckon that scene is taken from?
I'm thinking, because you said 98, I would have been about 9 years old, and I would probably say it's from American Pie.
Look, you're getting closer, but it's not American Pie.
Also, too, just before I go, my favourite comedy movie would have to be Beavis and Butthead.
Oh, Beavis and Butthead Do America, is that the one?
Yep.
That was around. You're an MTV kid, are you, Justin?
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Yep, I remember.
I haven't missed the Melbourne Cup for 38 years, and I'll be watching my 39th Melbourne Cup.
Oh, well, there you go. Well done. Footy and Beavis and Butthead. That's good, Justin.
Yeah.
All right. We've got to barrel through. We're not done yet. I don't even think we're close. I think we're starting off so well, Justin, but good try. We'll speak to you next time. Gary in Perth's got it. Darren's got it. Mary Ellen Steiner. No, not Steiner, has not got it. Nope, Karen, that's not it. Here we go. We've got Shane. Shane in WA.
Hello.
Hello, Shane.
Yes.
Come on.
I know it.
Go on, then.
Confidently.
Go on.
It's the bathroom scene in Something About Mary.
There's Something About Mary. Correct, Steve. Well done.
Shane.
Oh, Shane, I'm so sorry.
You're really nervous, aren't you?
No, I'm panicking about not getting through these questions. I don't know what we do if we don't get through the questions.
I'm down to one, so yeah.
Oh, but we've got 10 minutes left. Okay, well done though, Steve. That's good.
Shane.
Why do I keep saying Steve? I'm looking at a text. Shane in WA. Mm-hmm. Or also, it could be because I'm getting older and my eyes are going. And I make fun of Lockie for having size 16 font on everything, the Lockie producer. But actually, I think I might need it. Shane. Okay.
Yes.
Which comedian co-wrote the TV sitcoms Young Ones, Blackadder, Mr. Bean? As well as wrote the best-selling novels Stark, Popcorn, and High Society.
Ben Elton.
Yeah, Ben Elton. Very well. Very well done. Okay. Oh gosh, another hard question. We gotta get through it, Shane. Here we go.
Okay.
Is it nobler to answer the Amanda Robert Shakespeare question, or fade gently into the night?
Yeah. Well, we got to answer it. Complete this line from Shakespeare's comedy, The Merchant of Venice. With mirth and laughter, let old something come.
New.
No, it's not. Come. That's what it is. Never mind, Shane. No.
But my show would be Ripping Yarns.
Oh, yeah.
With Murder at the Manor and Tompkins School Days.
Oh, Ripping Yarns. I do remember that. Yeah. Yep. All right. Good one, Shane. Michael Palin is just, I just love him. And he's a nice man. His book is just so nice.
Yeah, he's the nicest person. Very humble.
Unlike John Cleese. There, I said it. Okay, bye. Okay. We've got Thomas and Bateman's Bay. Do you know the rest of that quote from The Merchant of Venice, Thomas? With mirth and laughter, let old something come.
Oh, he said new, didn't he?
He did.
Oh, bloody hell. Anyway, while I think of this.
Yeah.
My favourite TV show of all time was the Beverly Hillbillies.
That was funny. That was good.
You're probably too young for
no,
that.
No, no, we had, like I said, I grew up in New Zealand. We didn't have much TV of our own, so we got all those old black and white shows.
I lived in New Zealand in 1976, 79.
76. Was Billy T. James around
77?
Then?
Yeah. He had two channels.
Yep, yep.
TV1 and TV2.
It was a big, big day when Channel 3 was a thing, became a thing, I remember.
Well, I was back in Australia by then.
Yeah, yeah, well. Well anyway. you missed out, Thomas. Well, never mind. Oh, look, the quiz is going to keep going.
Now, can you repeat the question again?
Yeah, one more go, all right? And then we got to have the news because
that's cool.
Liz says it's fine and Jen says it's fine. Don't worry about it. So we'll go after the news. We'll keep going because I like these questions. They're good. They're not stressing me out. What was stressing me out was not finishing. Yeah, no, let's I'll give you another go. We've got a little bit of time. So it's from The Merchant of Venice and it goes like this. With mirth and laughter, let old something come. And Owen's death. Got, yeah, what do you reckon it is?
Death.
No, no, it's not death.
Okay.
It is
at least
not.
I had a go.
You did. Thank you, Thomas. We appreciate it. Some open lines for the quiz. I'm told it's okay to keep going after the news, so I'm just going to trust you, and that's what we're going to do. 1-300-800-222. Some lines are open if you want to do our comedy-themed pop quiz here on Nightlife tonight. Matt is in Holland Park. Matt, we've got a couple of minutes before we have to go to the news. What do you reckon? The answer is?
Go to the news.
Go to the news? You don't know the answer? Yeah. You don't know the answer to the Shakespeare one?
Nah.
Oh, no. Well, okay. I'm trying to think. I'm trying to think how I can give this to you without giving you a clue, a very obvious clue. Okay, with mirth and laughter, something happens to you physically. You know, okay, so if you think about it, right, with mirth and laughter, let old something come. And he's gone. Nope, who have I got? Is he there? No. Oh, gosh, who have I got? Oh, Matt, you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay, it dropped out. Okay. Do you know the answer to this? The Shakespeare question? I'd love to get this done before we head to the news.
Let's have a go.
All right. It's from The Merchant of Venice. The quote is, you have to find the missing word, with mirth and laughter, let old something come.
Wrinkles.
Well done, wrinkles. With mirth and laughter, let old wrinkles come. Well done, Matthew in Adelaide. You've gotten that correct. Can we do... you'll know this one. I reckon you'll know this one. It's a song. You're gonna sing through. We've only got a few minutes, okay? And I'll keep you on the line if you don't get it. Here we go. Here's the clue. How come you're always such a fuzzy young man? Don't want no Captain Crunch, don't want no Raisin Bran. Well, don't you know that other kids are starving in Japan? So eat it.
Eat it.
Just eat it. Don't want to argue. I don't want to debate. Yeah. Don't want to hear about what kind of food you hate. You won't get no dessert till you clean off your plate, so eat it. Don't you tell me you're full. Go.
Eat it, eat it, eat it.
Eat it.
Good. Oh. Do you need the rest?
Yes, quickly.
Put it on your plate and eat it.
Not quite. No, but you know what? That's fine. I wouldn't know this. I'd know eat it, but I wouldn't know this. But look, you've gotten it. You've gotten it, Matthew. I'm giving it to you. I don't care if people come for me. Just eat it. Get yourself an egg and beat it.
Oh. Have some more chicken. Have some more pie. It doesn't matter if it's boiled or fried.
Oh, just Weird Al. He's the best. He's the best.
Is he? And yeah. A cracking accordion player.
Cracking. Have you ever seen him live?
No. I've shown my kids some of his videos.
I couldn't believe his skills on the piano accordion. He's just phenomenal. It's like you can't describe
it. He's a monster.
Yeah, and he's, again, a nice man. We need more of these nice people in comedy. Michael Palin's one of them. But Weird Al is just a nice dude and just harmless, you know?
He approaches all of the artists that he rips off before he does it and makes sure he gets their permission.
Yeah, exactly. And at this point, he's been going longer than a lot of artists, and it would be an honour to be ripped off by Weird Al Yankovic, I think.
Absolutely.
Look, here's another question for you, Matthew. You're doing well. Question 15. Earlier this week, English actress Prunella Scales passed away aged 93 years old. Which character from an English TV show is she best known for?
She was Basil Fawlty's wife, and her name was Mrs. Fawlty.
Well, no, think about Basil getting angry and calling her and
yes. Sybil.
That's it. Good work. That was a good, that was a harmless clue, wasn't it?
That was exactly the right prompt I needed.
Good. I used to direct commercials. Well done. Well done, Matthew. That was excellent. Okay. So, can I just share these? Oh no, here we go. Okay. I will get through the questions and then I'll get to the other stuff later. All right. I was making a big fuss about getting through the questions. I should just do that. All right, Matthew, whose famous voice is this?
Even today, I found myself getting annoyed when I was sitting outside a cafe having a coffee with my dogs. A man walked in wearing shiny, too tight pants and a shirt that was really, those buttons were under a lot of pressure. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm thinking real estate agent, let's be honest. And he walked in and he came out not 2 minutes later smashing a can of energy drink. And I thought, come on, mate, there's so many things wrong with that. How busy are you that you need to have a drink that's, you know, 13 cups of coffee, a kilo of sugar and half a gram of dirty biker speed.
The half a gram of dirty biker speed, I believe that famous voice said before it was clipped. Okay, what do you reckon, Matthew? Who is it?
I don't think I have any clue, actually. I'm going to throw out a guess and say Julia Zemiro.
Oh, no, it's not Julia Zemiro. It is another Australian comedian, but no, it is not Julia Zemiro.
That's all right.
Oh, we made you hang around all that time, Matthew. Oh, dear.
Okay.
Oh, all right then.
Have a good night.
Speak to you next time. All right, we've got, who have we got? Bill from Adelaide as well.
Hello,
Bill. Do you know who that voice belonged to? Would you like to hear it again?
You know, I reckon I do.
Yeah, go ahead.
I reckon it's Kitty Flanagan.
It is Kitty Flanagan. Well done. Well done, got Bill. It. That was for question 16. Okay, wow. Another audio question for you, Bill. Name the 1989 film that this scene comes from.
Yes! Yes! Oh!
Oh, you had to pick that one, Lockie.
Oh, God. Oh.
I'll have what she's having.
I mean, what other movie could it be, Bill?
Oh, they're in a restaurant and it's Goldie Hawn.
Oh, no. Nope,
and it's When
nope,
Harry
nope,
Met
nope.
Sally.
It's When Harry Met Sally. Yes, that's the answer I was looking for. Luckily, we only had to play that scene once. Go ahead, sorry.
Was it Goldie Hawn?
No.
Oh, it was, anyway, it's When Harry Met Sally. I just thought it was Goldie Hawn.
Well, she was one of the – Goldie Hawn was one of the 90s rom-com queens. But there was another one at the time, remember? Also blonde.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. Oh.
She was in everything.
Blonde. Oh.
So if Harry was
– Meg Ryan.
Yeah, yes. Well done, Meg Ryan. Okay, I can't give you an extra point for that. That wasn't one of the questions, but well done.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, Jim. It wasn't a question, but you did get it right, Jim. and so did Diana, got the movie, Charlotte, Rachel, and Chris. You got it. Okay, Bill, have a listen to these three songs and tell me what 1980 film soundtrack they belong to.
Name the soundtrack.
All right, here we go. Yes. Come on. Come on, Bill.
Second best movie ever.
Yeah.
Blues Brothers, Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi.
Yes.
Love
yes.
it.
Yes, it's dark and we're wearing sunglasses.
Oh, so yep. cool.
Awesome. Well done. It was the Blues Brothers. And what a finale, Shake a Tail Feather, Ray Charles.
Oh.
What a finale is that film.
As I said, second best movie ever.
Oh, Bill, I think that, yeah, well done, James. Well done, Charlotte. Well done, Chris. Well done, Darren. Well done, Jim. Okay, so, Bill, this is the last question. And it's
oh, my God. I've been doing this for 2 years. I've never got anywhere near it.
Okay.
Is there a fridge magnet?
Yes, there is. Okay, there is. Ready? Okay, it's the last question.
Okay.
All right, here we go. It is which TV show? I can't believe this is the last one, Lockie. This is just chucking it in the bucket. Which TV show was this theme? Which TV show does this theme belong to? We don't need all of that because I reckon you know the answer.
No, that's so inappropriate. It's terrible these days, isn't it?
Benny I'd Hill.
Never get it on the air again, Benny Hill.
Yeah. That's it. I gave you the answer, but you knew it. Can you believe that was the last question I only gave it away, but you knew it. The Benny Hill show.
Benny Hill. So inappropriate. But,
I haven't watched it for years, but I do remember, you couldn't do it now.
No.
You couldn't do it now.
He was licking his lips at the wrong stuff and patting an old man on the head, and it was terrible.
I tell you what, there was one that I still remember, one sketch from that show, from the Benny Hill show, that is really quite a good commentary that would still hold up. He's doing a striptease, but he like gets down to his skeleton, you know, and he gets down to everything. And years later, Robbie Williams sort of borrowed the idea for his rock DJ video clip. But I thought that was quite a, you know, funny thing.
Well, it would be a little bit of a rarity because these days he wouldn't get to air. Some of it was chasing ladies around. Oh, it was terrible.
Yeah.
It was terrible. But anyway.
I tell you what, we use that song in the car. I've got two little boys, 5 and 2. They absolutely love it. We call it the crazy driving song. So I kind of like make the steering wheel go from side to side. But just the song. I'm not going to show them the show. Don't worry. I'm not that irresponsible. But you know what? Bill, you get a round of applause.
I'm so excited.
And a fridge magnet.
Oh, my goodness.
Are you excited?
This is so exciting for me.
Have you never won one? Oh.
I've been going for 3 years.
3 years?
I don't know. It's been great. But it's lovely that you do this. It's really nice. So thank you.
Oh, me. I barely do it. You know, this is Suzanne's gig. And trust me, if you did what I do all the time, you get it all real fast. But look, I'm going to play that again for my 2-year-old. And he's not up now, but, you know, I just love it so much. Yakety Sax from the Benny Hill Show. Bill from Adelaide is our pop quiz, a comedy special winner. Bill, stay on the line with Lockie he will sort you out. And we'll talk to you next time.
Thanks very much.
All right. Well done, Bill. That was our comedy-themed pop quiz. That was slightly less chaotic than usual.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.